Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Misery Guts, written and read by Morris Gleitzman. Be sure to visit our website at www.belinda.com. Details of other available and forthcoming Belinda audiobook releases can be found at the end of this recording.
G'day, Morris Gleitzman here. Thanks for joining me. I'm really looking forward to reading Misery Guts for you because I enjoy reading stories almost as much as I do writing them. The thing I enjoy most, though, is having a story read to me. So, when I finish this recording, I'm going to sit back, close my eyes, and listen to myself reading to myself. I hope you have as good a time listening to Misery Guts as I know I'm going to. One other thing I want to mention quickly before we get started. If while you're listening to Misery Guts you happen to have an old copy of the book in your hand, you might notice we've changed a couple of little things in the story. Just the titles of TV shows and stuff like that. TV shows don't last as long as books, so the original ones I used were looking a bit dated. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Please sit back, relax, close your eyes, and enjoy Misery Guts. Oh, unless you're driving a car, in which case, please keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on that truck. But you're still allowed to enjoy Misery Guts. For My Parents. Chapter 1. Keith's heart was pounding. Calm down, he thought. You're not robbing a bank. You're not kidnapping anybody. You're just painting a fish and chip shop orange. He looked up and down his street, peering into the early morning fog. Everything was grey. Grey houses, grey shops, grey cars, grey blocks of flats looming up into a grey sky.